this is a way to grow in for Ronnie Reidenauer, ADC number 048991. Mr. Reidenauer is eligible for parole to his next consecutive sentence or absolute discharge. He became parole eligible for a current sentence that is stable. He became parole eligible on December 2nd of 2017. He's serving a 21-year sentence for kidnapping. He's paroled to his next consecutive sentence. He will go to another sentence of kidnapping for another 21-year sentence. His sentence end date is September 2nd of 2019. But he's just completed prior to this. He was on a 21-year sentence, AO5, which has expired. He has a total of 231 years left on his sentence. He has 11 21-year consecutive sentence that he has to serve. According to his institutional progress report, he is 63 years old. He has only taken a class for diabetes, which is very limited. He also waived his hearing, his appearance, and does not wish to participate in the preparation of his report, which is his inmate progress report. His last discipline was in 2013, which was theft, possession, and he was a minor. He was found guilty of that minor. He has appeared before this board for a total of 8 times since November of 1986. Each time he was for a 412B parole to his next consecutive sentence, and either he was denied or he waived his appearance during those times. His last appearance before this board was April 10th of 2018, during which time it was for absolute discharge or parole to his next consecutive sentence, and it was denied. Over the course of a 2-year period of time, Mr. Reiner went on a violent crime spree of kidnapping, sexual assault, and burglary, and traumatizing 15 victims. These incidents occurred throughout the metropolitan area, Phoenix, Mesa, Scottsdale, and Tempe. Mr. Reiner, over a period of many months, he broke into people's homes and violently sexually assaulted both men and women. And one assault, the infant's son, was even present for the entire act. He forced his victims to beg for their lives and ignored their pleas for mercy. According to the psychiatrist who stated that he concluded that Mr. Reidenauer is a dangerous individual who cannot control his urges and fantasies. At the time when he was sentenced by the judge made it clear that in his remarks that he never intended for Mr. Reidenauer to be released. Mr. Reidenauer represented an extremely danger to the community and therefore should not be a candidate for early release, as stated by the Maricopa County Attorney's Office in his letter dated November 26, 2018. Based on information contained in the warrant and the sentence arrangements with him, I move to find that Mr. Reidenauer not be paroled to his next consecutive sentence. That will be my motion.
And I will second that.
Agreed.
Second, motion by myself, second by Ms. Rittenhouse. Agreed. Mr. Quinones, Mr. Neal. Because this happened in 1982, he's not eligible for the 1-year set off, so I'm not going to mark the 1-year set off. Release type denied is 412B, an absolute discharge. I am going to mark the reasons for denials, that it was a serious and violent offense, serious and deviant offense, trauma to the victims, age of the victims, as there was an infant child that witnessed this incident, a serious bodily injury, there was multiple victims, I'm going to mark on here that he had a prior criminal history, repeat offender, as he completed to do these assaults. Also, for incarceration, he's closest to lack of program. Also going to mark lack of programming, poor no release plan, no family or community support. Those would be my reasons, unless the board sees some other reason that can be added. That's going to conclude the hearing at this time.